open prairie as far as I can see.
On the banjo, and Eric Christopher on the mandolin. Wow, that's so pretty.
That one you can actually download and find if you're interested. That's our one song that Becky and the 48s have put out. If you stream music or go to YouTube or iTunes, whatever you, however you consume your digital audio, you can find Laramie under either High 48s or Becky Schlitt.
You can go on Spotify and find it. Speaking of albums, the High 48s released a brand new record right before Christmas last year, and so it's out there too. And it's an amazing record. It's actually my favorite. It's hard for me to have a favorite song off of it because I love them all. But Eric is going to do the title track off of that record, and I'm just going to say they forgot their albums except for three. Clint managed to dig out three Crocodile Man albums. Tony. So if you love this song, if you want to hear more, and you've got a CD player, check out the CD table. They're mixed in with the lullabies. Look in between the cows and horses, and you'll find it. But it's a beautiful album, and I love this song. Do you want to tell about it? It's got a great story.
This is a song by the late, great Dave Carter, and it was inspired by kind of a story from when he was, I think, a music student playing cello. He was hitchhiking the side of the road in Oklahoma, and a duster, was it a duster that?
Like a 1970s Plymouth Duster.
Yeah, 1970s yeah. Plymouth Duster pulls up and picks him up, and it turns out to be none other than Merle Haggard. So I don't know what went on in that car. If you listen to the lyrics, something happened. It's a tune called Crocodile Man.